Okay, good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Lech Lecha, the Parsha that speaks about the first Jew. A very joyous Shabbos, unlike the other two, where we had a Mabel, where we had the Averis in Parshas Bereishis. Lech Lecha is a Parsha that we live with Avraham Avinu from beginning to end. A new beginning. Avraham Avinu totally disconnects himself from his past and is considered to be reborn, sort of, as the Medrash says, Mi yitein tohar, mi tameh. Avraham had a past, a tumah, avodah zarah. He was born into a family of idol worshippers, and Avraham Avinu transforms himself and becomes a new person, which is what every yid can do, and especially, as we'll see, that's the avodah of Mar Cheshvan, to transform ourselves in this month. The parsha ended off last week, how Vayomas Terach Bechoron, and Rashi asks, it wasn't the case because Terach lived many years later, but people shouldn't say that Avraham did not honor his father. So the Torah writes, Vayomas Terach Bechoron, he's out of the picture. But Svarim explain, it's more than that. Avraham Avinu was no longer obligated in Kibud Av. He had severed his relationship with his past. He was now Kekoton Shenoiladami, Gershon is Gayer, Kekotan Shenoyla Adami, he's a new person. There is no past. He's cut off from before, and therefore, Yomas Terach Bechoron, although Terach was still alive, Yomas Terach Bechoron, Yomar Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha, it's you now, only you, your past doesn't matter, it has nothing to do with what your past is, you are a new person, are you starting a whole new era, which is the Tkufa of Shnei Alafim Torah, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that started in the year 2000, when Avraham was 52, which is what this parasha begins with, Yes HaNefesh Asher Asu Bechoron. The Ramban asks, the famous question the Ramban asks the Maral Miprag, and many of the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Torah introduce us to Avraham Avinu? It's a major question that's asked by the Ramban. We know that Parshas Noach starts with an introduction, that Noach was a tzaddik tamim, and then we know that Hashem speaks to him. So we know this Noach must have been a very great person. He was a tzaddik, he was a tamim. The pasuk doesn't say a word about who Avraham Avinu is. It should say, Eila told us Avraham ish tzaddik tamim, and so on, and then Hashem spoke to him. Why is Hashem speaking to this individual? Who is this individual? So the Ramban says that it's really hinted to us before, the Ur Kasdim, that's where Avraham Avinu was thrown into the fire, for his risking his life for Emunas Hashem Echad. That's what the Ramban says. But the Maral and others ask on that that's difficult because it doesn't say it explicitly. You would think such a thing should be discussed explicitly. The Torah should say straight out, talk to us, just like it does by the Akedah and all the other Nisyonis of our parasha and the next parasha. The story of Ur Kasdim is only mentioned in passing. It's only hinted by Yomas Horon al Pene Terach Aviv be'eretz Meilad Toy be'ur Kasdim. No even mention of Avraham Avinu. Horon is mentioned there, and Chazal have to go and tell us that this was after Avraham had been cast in the fire. But the Torah doesn't tell it to us mefurash. Why is there no introduction to who Avraham Avinu is? Later, Rashi brings down on the pasuk ve'ezcha legoy gadol va'avarechecha ve'agadol hashemecha ve'heyei bracha. So he says ve'ezcha legoy gadol. That's why we say Elokei Avraham in Shmona Esrei. Ve'avarechecha is Elokei Yitzchak. Ve'agadol hashemecha is Elokei Yaakov. And then he says Yochel Chaysmin Bekulan is the chasima by any of the others or by all of them. And it was, how do we end off that first bracha of Shemayna Esrei where we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Talmud Loimeh Veheyei Bracha, Becha Chaysmin, Veloi Bohem. We end off the bracha, the chasima is with Mogein Avraham, not Mogein Yitzchak, not Mogein Yaakov, and not even Mogein Avraham VeYitzchak VeYaakov, but Mogein Avraham only. And it's interesting that Rashi Chazal here seems to be telling us not only that we are ending with Avraham, but Velo Bohem, not them. Why are we excluding Yitzchak and Yaakov? And what is this chasima? What exactly does this mean? We know that every parasha, as mentioned many, many times, usually the beginning and the end are connected. The end of the parasha is about Bris Milah. The first mitzvah ever given to a Jew is Bris Milah. That's the eighth mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu after the Sheva mitzvahs. B'nai Noach, six in Bereshis, and the seventh in Parshas Noach, Eva Menachai, after meat became permitted to eat. So here we have the eighth mitzvah given to mankind, but only to the Jewish people. Mitzvahs Bris Milah, which is performed on the eighth day. And that's how the parasha ends, with all the details of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and it ends all the way at the end, how not only does Avraham circumcise himself, and Yishmael his son, but v'chol anshei beisa yilid boyus l'miknas kesef me'ez ben nechor nimoylu itoy, that all of his household, his slaves, those who he had bought, those who were born to his maidservants, who were originally non-Jews, they were slaves, were all circumcised, nimoylu itoy. And in fact, this word nimoylu is the word that's given as the simon to how many psukim parashas Lech Lecha has. The word nimoylu was equal to 126, and that's how many psukim parashas Lech Lecha has. What's the connection, the parasha ending off with the slaves of Avraham being circumcised, to the beginning of the parasha, where Avraham is not being introduced. The Torah goes straight, Hashem says to Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. That's the introduction. The introduction is that Avraham does whatever Hashem tells him to do, despite that it defies logic. Which is the whole avodah of Avraham Avinu, as we'll soon mention, which is about Emunah. We also know that we read this parasha every year in the month of Mar Cheshvan. The month of Yerach Bul, as mentioned last week, Mazel Akrev, a month in which there is no Yom Tov, the month that comes right after Tishrei, the month that we go down into the world, deal with the outside world, which is a world of Yerach Bul, where everything rots and spoils and decomposes. Mazel Akrev, where the Akrev is a creature, a harmful creature, a poisonous creature, and as Sfarim say, it's Meramis, the Krirus, the poison of the Akrev, freezes the nervous system. That's what the Akrev does. It cools a person off from the intense excitement that he had. We had intense excitement during Elul and Tishrei for Avodas Hashem, and then comes the Akrev and cools us off. Back to business as usual. That's Mazel Akrev. Mazel Akrev, Yerach Bul, has a negative connotation. And at the same time, as mentioned last week, this is the Chodesh Hashmini. It's called the eighth month. And it's interesting, this Shabbos is the eighth day of the eighth month. This coming Shabbos is Ches Mar Cheshvan. So it's the eighth day of the eighth month in which we learn about the eighth mitzvah, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, eighth of all the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah that is performed on the eighth day. So there's no question that this week, this Shabbos, is a day that is associated, a week and a Shabbos that is associated with Shmini. And Shmini is the essence of a Jew. A Jew is connected to Shmini, which is the number of Lamailim and Hateva, as the Maral expounds, as the Sfarim talk about, in Parshas Shmini and in other places. A number that Goyim have absolutely no connection to. A Goy cannot go past 7. Noach was as great as he was, but he was a Goy. Noach is not a Jew. Noach does not get the mitzvah of Milah. Noach does not reach this Madrega of Lamaila Menateva, this Madrega of Shar Hanun, which the Shar Hanun, as we know, is the highest gate that a Jew can reach, Shar Hanun, which is Emunah. The Hepech, the opposite of the Shar Hanun of Tumah, which is Kfira and Apikursis, which is the Akrev. Akrev is mentioned last week, and we'll continue what we started talking about last week. Akrev is the Dor HaFloga. The Dor HaMabul, Mabul, is Yerach Bul, immorality. But Dor HaFloga is worse, because the Dor HaFloga is heresy. The Dor HaFloga is Apikursis, Minus. That's the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga, which in our generation, we are privileged, unfortunately, to confront both generations. Because we have both today. We have the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga. And the Dor HaFloga, which is Krirus in Inyanei Amuna, which our generation certainly stands out in that, Krirus in Inyanei Amunah, especially because of all the high tech, all the technology that we have today. So it got to their heads that we can go to Shamayim, we can go to the outer space, we know what's going on, the medicine, we're on a much higher level than they ever were in the history of mankind, just like by the Dor HaFloga, Nasa Lanu Shem, Nasa Roish Migdol, Roish Ba Shamayim, Today it could be the rocket ships, the computer technology, and all the other technology that we have today. That's the Dar HaFloga. And Avram Avinu emerges from the Dar HaFloga. That's why Avram Avinu becomes the Roish Lema'aminim, and he disassociates himself totally. Svarim tell us that's why Ashuris, the handwriting Ashuris, that's the Ksav Ashuris that we write the Aleph Beis with, that a Sefer Torah is written with, which originates from Ashur. So the Svarim say, where did Ashur get the schus that his Ksav, or that the Ksav is called Ashuris, because it says, Min ha'oretz hahi yotza Ashur, as we read last week. Ashur left Nineveh and did not want to be part of the Haflaga. And as a result, Ashur was given a reward that the handwriting of Ashur is what we use, Ksav Ashuris for Sefer Torah. Certainly Avraham Avinu, who at the time of the Haflaga, was of the age, that's when he recognizes Hashem, as mentioned last week, he was 48 in the year 1996, which is when the Haflaga took place. And that's when Hikar is Boiroi, and that's when he disassociates himself from Nimrod, and from that entire generation, and begins his crusade. He begins teaching monotheism, he begins teaching Emunah B'Hashem Echad, to the point that he risks his life for it. Avraham Avinu not only disassociates himself from his generation, but as mentioned before, he severs his past. He's no longer associated with his father, with his relatives, with his brothers. He's alone. He's Avram HaIvri, as the Pasuk refers to him here, Vayage LaAvram HaIvri. He's on one side and the whole world's on the other. And he's not despoiled from the rest of the world. And he does what's right, and he goes around spreading the truth, even though he's the only one. The Maral says that the reason why the Torah does not tell us who Avraham Avinu was and how great he was, because then it would mean that Hashem chose him and Hashem chose Klal Yisrael because of their greatness. And therefore, if later on in history we don't live up to that greatness, then Chas V'Shalom, there's no more Bechira in Am Yisrael. Says the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, he says it in a few other places too, that the Bechira of Hashem in Avraham Avinu, which is the Bechira of Hashem in Klal Yisrael, there's no reason for it. It's an ahava she'ena tuluya bedava. Because if it's tuluya bedava, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol ahava she'i tuluya bedava b'teila dava, but b'teila ha'ahava. If someone loves someone or something because of a reason, then when that reason is gone, the love is gone too. But Hashem's love for Avraham has nothing to do with who Avraham Avinu was. It was an ahava belitam. It was l'mayla min hadas. Obviously, Avraham earns this. But the ahava that Hashem has to Klal Yisrael cannot be changed, no matter what. Bonim atem laHashem aleikechem, afilu mezidim, afilu shoykim, no matter what a yid does, no matter what Klal Yisrael do, Hashem will never forsake us, no matter what. It's an ahava she'ena tuluya bedova. That's why the Torah does not introduce Avraham Avinu as a tzaddik, meaning that Hashem appears to him because he's a tzaddik. No, Hashem appeared to him because Hashem appeared to him. Why? We don't know. It's Lamaylam and Adas. There are those who say that Avram was zeichet to this because of his Mesiris Nefesh and Ur Kastim, which the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram and Ur Kastim, says the Agra the Kala, that's the B'nai Yisoschar, was really against Halacha. Avram was really not allowed to do what he did because a Goy is not allowed to be Mesir Nefesh. Yaharoig Val Yavar is only by a Yid. So what Avram did, the B'nai Yisoschar said, was such Mesiras Nefesh that he gave up his Olam Haba. He was willing to give up everything. He was willing even to go against Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach for Emunah B'Hashem Echad, even though he wasn't required to do it. He wasn't allowed to do it. He wasn't allowed to have himself get killed or kill himself as a result. So the B'nai Yisoschar says that Ahava that Avram had for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he was Mesir Nefesh to the point that he actually violates the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach for Emunah B'Hashem, is why Hashem has this Ahava for Klal Yisrael, B'lish Shum Tam, and no matter what, and even if we don't deserve the Ahava, even if later on Klal Yisrael's sin, which happens many times throughout history, L'achlifam B'uma Acheres I'efshar, as the Medrash says. Hashem said, I can never exchange Klal Yisrael for another nation. Perhaps we can connect this to the month that we're in. The month that we're in is the month of Nisyonos. This is the month of tests and challenges, which is why we read Lech Lecha Vayera. These are the parashiyos of Nisyonos. These are the parashiyos where we learn about the tests of Avraham Avinu and how he passes the tests. And the only way that he passes these tests is through Emunah. Avram is the ma'amin, the he'emin b'Hashem. And Avram is the true ma'amin. Because emuna means that it doesn't make sense. Emuna means that there is no understanding here. Yitzchak was not called the Rosh Lama'aminim. Yaakov is not the Rosh Lama'aminim. Yitzchak had a father who taught him right from wrong. Yaakov had a father and a grandfather who taught him right from wrong. And they were both brought up in the right atmosphere. So they didn't need that much of emuna. They saw it. Avram Avinu was brought up in an atmosphere of a Dezora. Avram Avinu lived in the Dor HaFlaga. So Avram Avinu had to battle the darkness. As the Medrash says, V'ha'oretz ha'isasoyhu v'voyu v'choshach alpanei sahayim v'yomer elokim yehi or. That's Avram Avinu who illuminated, who stuck out. He disassociated himself from the choshach of his generation and he lit up the world on his own without being taught, never going to yeshiva, not having a father or a mentor to teach him right from wrong, only b'koyach ha'emunah. And Avraham Avinu was the true ma'amin, and in his zechus, he was the first. In his zechus, we in our generation will end it all. It'll all end. The geula will come in the zechus of that kind of emunah, of the emunah of Avraham Avinu. B'choch chaysmen v'loy bohem. No matter how great Yitzchak and Yaakov were, but the kind of emunah that's required, be'ikvus of the Mashiach, which is in the time we're in right now, right before the geula, where we need tremendous emunah, is the same. That's the emunah of Avraham Avinu in his time. And that's how the chasima, meaning the chasima of galus, we're going to end this galus with the koyach of Avraham Avinu, which is the koyach of emunah, which is hesach hadas. And in that emunah will be mevatel the tumah of akrev. The Gemara tells us that the akrev comes behesach hadas. That means it comes suddenly and unexpectedly. The Gemara equates it to two other items that come behesach hadas: Moshiach and Metziah. The Gemara says there are three that come behesach hadas. Moshiach will come in an unexpected moment, behesach hadas. Metziah, an item that a person finds in the street that no one expected to find. Person won the lottery, he didn't expect to. It's unexpected. It doesn't happen when you think it's going to happen. It's unexpected. A metziah. No one goes into the street to look. Well, can I find someone dropped it? Let's go look for wallets. You don't look for a wallet. If it's going to happen, it's unexpected. And akrev also. The akrev, there Rashi says, the biting of the scorpion is unexpected. It's a very difficult gemara. Why dafka the akrev? And if a snake bites, it is expected. Or other poisonous creatures are expected. Why the akrev dafka? Why does the Gemara equate the akrev with Mashiach and with Metziah? Hesach hadas means unexpected, but unexpected, two types of unexpectedness, two types of hesach hadas. One, which is lamata min hadas, and one, which is lamaila min hadas. Lamata min hadas, hesach hadas, is like Yishmael. Yishmael, who's mentioned in this parasha for the first time, Yishmael does things that defy logic. Not because he's lamayla min hadas. Because he's lamata min hadas. What Yishmael does is not logical. What the terrorists are doing today is illogical. Doesn't make any sense. There's no sense to it. It's lamata min hadas. And the way to combat that is with lamayla min hadas, which is hesach hadas to kedusha, which is emunah. Emunah means we believe, we have faith, despite that it doesn't make sense. Despite that it defies logic, that's true emunah. And the more it defies logic, the higher level of emunah it is. The akrev, Rabbeinu Bachya writes in Parshas Vayelech that the mazel of Yishmael is the akrev. The mazel of those who follow Yishmael, the descendants of Yishmael, is the akrev. Meaning, Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Akrev, is the month in which Yishmael is revealed. That's why we learn about Yishmael, Dafka and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, where we learn about Yishmael in these two parashas of Lech Lecha and Vayera, V'hu Yihyeh Pera Odom, Yodai Ba'Koil V'Yad Koil Boy. And we find that Yishmael is mixed into the story of the Bris Milah. When it comes to the Bris Milah, Yishmael also has a Bris. And the Medrash tells us that Yishmael used to tell Yitzchak, I'm much greater than you are, because I had a bris when I knew what I was doing. You were 8 days old. But the mitzvah of bris milah is ben shmoinas yamim, and it's the question that's asked, Why is this great mitzvah performed on a child who has absolutely no idea what he's doing? Shouldn't he have to wait till he becomes a bar das? It should be bar mitzvah. Puts on tefillin for the first time when you become bar mitzvah. You perform all the other mitzvahs when you become bar mitzvah. Why dafka bris milah, which is the mitzvah that connects a person to Hashem, brisi b'vsarchem, like no other mitzvah, because it's ingrained. Brischa asher chasamta b'vsareinu. This is the chasima of a yid. Why is it then done on a child who has no das? Because the idea is that a yid has to serve Hashem without das, meaning with emunah. Not without das doesn't mean to do crazy things. Without das means with emunah, which defies logic. That's why it's dafka performed on a child who's 8 days old. Yishmael, yes, he had his brisot at the age of 13. That's with das. That's why Yishmael does not understand this concept of l'mayla min hadas. A goy cannot reach the darga of l'mayla min hadas. Only a yid. Only a yid who has the mitzvah done when he's 8 days old, like Avraham Avinu, who had entered his 100th year, as the Mishnah says, ben meyo ke'ilu meis v'ovaru batal min ha'olam. When a person's 100 already, he's out of this world. He's not part of this world. He's l'mayla min hadas. So Avraham is already in his 100th year. He's 99. Ben tishim basay shashona. He's already a ben meyo. But from then on, all brisin, especially Yitzchak, the first Yid, the first born Jew, is only at 8 days old, when a person has no das at all. Masha Enkein, Yishmoel, Masha Enkein, a goy, Noyach, for example, we find in the previous parasha that Noyach experienced Lamailam and Ateva on the Teva. When he was on the Teva, he did experience the supernatural. As mentioned many times, all the nisim that occurred on the Teva. But after he came out of the Teva, we find that Noach falls. Vayochel Noach ishha adoma vayita korem osa atzmoy chulen. He didn't retain that level of the Milam and Hatev. The Milam and Hadas did not remain with him. He wasn't able to keep it. Not only that, but afterwards came the shikras of Noach and the cursing of Cham and Kena'an, and the whole concept of avdus, slavery, is introduced. Oror Kena'an Eved Avodim Yehi Elechov comes after the Mabul, after being in a teva, because Noach could not reach that madrega of the Milam and Ateva. Noach wasn't able to reach that madrega; couldn't stay with him. It was removed. Masha Enkein Avraham Avinu reaches that madrega on his own, and after each test, higher and higher, until finally the Akedah, where it also says Lech Lecha, the Lech Lecha Eretz Hamoriya. That's the goal. The goal is to get to Yerushalayim. Holoich v'nosaya hanegba, as Rashi says. Constantly traveling southward, where? Yerushalayim, which is Har HaMoriah. To the point that at the end of our parasha, the Avodim of Avraham Avinu, the slaves of Avraham Avinu, are also circumcised. Here's the contrast between the previous parasha and this parasha. In the previous parasha, we learned that as a result of Noach's Shikrus, of Ayochel Noach Isho Adom of Ayita Korem, slavery is introduced to the world, which is the slavery. A slave, Abda Behefkeira Nichali, a slave is subservient to his Yetzirah. Masha Enkein, an Eved of a Yid, even an Eved Kanani, is Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. An Eved Kanani has a bris, and an Eved Kanani is part of Am Yisrael. Eliezer Eved Avram is an example. Eliezer was Nimrod's grandson, as it says, Nimrod's son, Cush's grandson. Eliezer was a cursed person. He was among those who it says about him, Eved Avodim Yel Echov. Yet he had a bris, and he became the most trustworthy, the Moishel B'chol HaShaloi, and the one that Avraham Avinu takes with him to battle when he's battling the kings. Shloish Osa Meir, the 318 soldiers that Avraham takes with him, Shmoina Osir Shloish Meir, tell us Chazal, that's Eliezer. So the parasha ends off here that Avraham Avinu accomplishes much more than Noach. Noach wasn't able to affect his surroundings. And even Noach himself, who experienced such a high madrega on the Teva, when he came out of the Teva, he wasn't able to remain with it. And on the contrary, Avdus is introduced to the world. Avraham Avinu's effect on the world is so great that even Avodim have a bris milah. That's how the parasha ends. V'chol anshei beisa yelid boyis u'miknas kesef me'ez ben neichar nimoilu itoy. They too are circumcised. And the pasuk is equating nimoilu itoy. They are circumcised with him, meaning that the milah of the Avodim of Avraham Avinu to some degree has the same level of Kedusha as the Mila of Avraham Avinu. The whole concept of Mila is the opposite of Avdus, it's Cheirus. Mila is keser. Mila is the atara. Gilei ha'atara. We know there's three parts to Mila. There's the cutting of the arla. There's the gilei ha'atara. And then there's the metzitza. Three parts. Mila, priya, metzitza, which all three are begamatria bris mila. Priya is the gilei of the atara. Atara is keser. Keser is known from all the spheres in Kabbalah. Keser is the highest of all the spheres. Keser is the Shar Hanun. Shar Nun, the Gematria Keser. Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem, that Rashi says here, Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem is Begematria Keser. Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem is Begematria Shar Nun. That's this Madrega of Emunah that only a Yid can reach. Only a Yid has this Madrega of Keser. It's brought down that Yishmael's Mila was without Priya. There was no Priya. It was only the removal of the Arla, but there was no Gilei HaAtara, there was no Priya, because that's Keser, and that a Goy cannot reach. But the Pasuk says, Tse'enu re'ena b'nois tziyayin b'melech shloimai b'atara she'iter aloi imai. She'iter aloi is b'gematria Keser. This Madrega of Keser is only by a Yid. Keser, the opposite of Kores. That's why the Einish, for not having a Bris, is Kores, same letters as Keser. If without a Bris, one is nichras, one is cut off. With a bris, one is zeichet to the atara, one is zeichet to keser, and that's lemaila min hadas. Keser, that's emuna, that's the shar nun. Sasa neichi alim rasecha, we say by a bris, so the Gemara says sasa in zumila, sasa neichi is also the gematria shar hanun. That's the madrega that Avraham Avinu reaches in this parasha. Lech lecha, lecha equal to 50. This madrega of chamishim, of shar hanun, the Shar HaNun of Kedusha, the Shar HaNun of Bina, which is Emuna, which is Lamaila Min Hadas, Hesach Hadas. And that Emuna, Hesach Hadas, meaning defying logic, is the way we are Mevatel, that's how we nullify, that's how we get rid of the Klipa, the Tumah of Akrev. The Akrev that rules in Mar Cheshvan. The scorpion, the Akrev, which is Kriris, which is Kfira, which is the Dora HaFloga, can be rectified, can be nishapech letoiv, as the Bnei Yisrael writes, that Akrev is Osius Iker Bayis. Iker Bayis means the main house. The main house means the main Beis Hamikdash, the third Beis Hamikdash, which the Yalkut Shemoni and Malachim says, will be dedicated in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Dafka. Dafka in Mar Cheshvan, the Chodesh Hashmini, in the Yerach Bul Mazel Akrev, will be zeichet to the Chanukah of the Bayis Hashlishi, which in the Bayis Hashlishi, which is in Yerushalayim, we will experience the Shar Hanun. Akrev is Begematria Ben Yishai. Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech is revealed in this week's parasha. The whole reason why light travels with Avraham Avinu to Eretz Yisrael is because in light is the spark of Dovid HaMelech. Vayovay HaPolit Vayageid LaAvram HaIvri, and Avram goes to save light. Avram fights the four kings in order to get light out of their clutches, in order that Amoyim and Moyav and David HaMelech and Mashiach should be able to come out into the world. The whole purpose is to bring Malchus Mashiach into the world, Malchus Beis David. It's Yadua that in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the Merida, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. That's when Yeravim ben Nevot was Moyred in Malchus Beis David, and as the Bnei Yisrael brings down from the Rimmon of it, that's why all the Gezeiros on Klal Yisrael happened in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David. Yerach Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Lahavir Gilulim Min Ha'oretz. The goal in Mar Cheshvan is to remove the Gilulim, to remove the Orla. That's what the Mila is, removing the Orla. The Orla is Amalek. It's interesting, Amalek is mentioned for the first time in this week's parasha too. We find in the war between the four and five kings, the Pasuk says, Ayashuvu Vayavoyu El Ein Mishpat Hi Kodesh Vayaku Es Kol Sedei Ha'amaleki. Says Rashi, what Amalek? Amalek wasn't born yet. Esav wasn't born yet. Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't even born yet. What Amalek? So Rashi says it's on Al Shem HaOsid. Adayin Lo Noilad Amalek V'Nikra Al Shem HaOsid. And in the same pasuk, the pasuk tells us, Vayoshuv Vayavoyu El Ein Mishpat Hi Kodesh. What's Ein Mishpat? So Rashi says that's where Moshe and Aaron were judged for the Mei Meriva. What's the Mei Meriva doing over here? What's the shaychus between Mei Meriva and Amalek? And why is this in the midst of Parshas Lech Lecha and the story of the four and the five kings? The 4 and 5 kings, the war, that was the first world war. World War I is really in Parshas Lech Lecha, not in 1914. World War I really happens over here. And this war, as it's known, that Maisa Ovis Simon Lebonim, whatever Avram Avinu did, whatever the Ovis did, and particularly Avram, who was the first, all happened to Klal Yisrael later on. Avram goes down to Mitzrayim, we go down to Mitzrayim. He comes out of Mitzrayim loaded. He comes out of Mitzrayim full of riches. We leave Mitzrayim, the Acharech and Yetzel Berchush Godel. This war is Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig. This is the final war at the end of time, where Avram Avinu represents Mashiach fighting the four empires. At the end of time, Mashiach having to battle the legions of Goig U'Magoig, the 70 nations, where Avram Avinu is revealed as a king, El Emek Shoveh Hu Emek HaMelech, U'Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem V'Yoyin. All this is a metaphor of what's going to happen later on in history. And this war is a war against Emuna of Klal Yisrael. This is a war, as the Svarim tell us, Goig U'Magoig, Lama Rokshu Goyim El Umim Yegurik, Is Yatzev U'Malchei Eretz V'Roizdem, Al Hashem V'Yal Mashicha, In Anatka Esmai Sorisemi. All the Psukim and Perik and Mizmar Beis of Tehillim are referring to Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig, which is the war against the Emuna of Klal Yisrael. At the end of time, when the Emuna is going to be very, very difficult, it's going to be very hard to be a ma'amin at the end of time. We're going to have to come on to the Koyach of Avraham Avinu, Avehem in Ba'Hashem, Vayachshaveh Eloi Tzedakah, as we see in this parasha. And Amalek is the source of that kfira, Shekarcha Baderech. Amalek is the source of all the kriris, of the akrev. And Amalek will join forces with Yishmael, as it says, Ba'achros Hayonim, during Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig. Yishmael is mentioned here for the first time. Amalek mentioned here for the first time. And all this is only because of the chet of Mei Meriva, Ki Yadua, that if Moshe and Aaron would have spoken to the rock, Moshe would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and there wouldn't have been a golus at all. There would have been no need for a Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig. And the other pasuk says, Ya'an loy he'emantem bi. It was lack of emunah. Lack of emunah. On their level, this was lack of emunah for not talking to the rock. The emunah that Avram Avinu had, Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Avram in Nevius. Moshe Rabbeinu might be greater than Avram Avinu on many other levels. But in Emunah, no one was greater than Avram Avinu. As Hashem says to Moshe, Chaval da'avdin v'loy mishtachim. How many times did I tell Avram and he didn't question me? Well, you did. The level of Emunah of Avram Avinu ain't doimeloy. B'choch ha'isman v'loy bahem. That's why the pasuk, when it talks about Amalek for the first time, mentions the story of the Mei Meriva, even though, of course, we can't compare it. But all Hepecha Emunah, all Kriris comes from Amalek. Even Bedakas, the Dakas, the Chet of the Mei Meriva. Which because of that, there was a Golis, and Moshe doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of that, later on, there's Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, and the eventual Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig. And from that war, Avram Avinu emerges as the king, Emek Shaveh Hu Emek HaMelech, just like Mashiach will emerge at the end of time, after the battle of Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig, and restore the Amunah to Klal Yisrael, and in the schus of the Amunah of Klal Yisrael during that difficult period in history, will be zeicha to that. So this parasha Lech Lecha Be'emes is the whole history of Klal Yisrael, because Avraham, who's the first Jew, who his neshama encompasses all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and everything that he does is ma'isa of a similar bonim to everything that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael till the end of time, all the Goliyos, all the Geulos, including Mulchemes Goig U'Magoig, including Binyan Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is mentioned here for the first time, and Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Sholem is Yerushalayim. Vayehi B'Sholem Sukoi. B'Sholem is B'Gematria Akrev. The Akrev has to be Nishapech. The word Akrev, the middle of it is Kuf Reish, which is Kar, which is Krirus. And it's also Rak or Rake. Rak means a miyut. Whenever it says rak in the Torah, it's miyut. Miyut is gevura, tzimtzum. And it's surrounded by an ayin beis, which ayin beis is begematria chesed. The chesed has to surround the din. The ayin beis of akrev surround the kuf resh in the middle. That means even the akrev, it's possible that the akrev can also turn around. In Perek Shira, there's a song for the akrev. And there it says that the akrev says, Toiv Hashem la'koil v'racham aval kol ma'asav. The akrev says it. That's the Akrev after he's Nesapech. Reb Shamshami Astropolia writes that Reish Lakish, he says, was a Nitzitz of Yishmael. He has a whole Arichus in one of his Svarim that Reish Lakish who was from the Bali Listim, like Yishmael was a Listim. He has whole arichas that Reish Lakish was a nitzitz of Yishmael, which means even Yishmael was Neshapech. That the nitzitz of Yishmael went into Reish Lakish, who was a Baal Tshuva, who was Mehapech himself, and joins with Rabbi Yochanan, the great Reish Lakish, that even Yishmael, even the Akrev, could be Neshapech. And the goal of Avraham Avinu here was to calm the Charoin Af. The parasha ended off in the previous parasha, we ended off with Choron, Vayomas Terach v'Choron. Rashi says, till Avraham there's Charoin Af Shel Mokoim. There's anger in the world. Says the Tzvilat Tzadik, that the last word of Noach is Choron, b'Choron, and the first word of Lech Lecha is Vayomer, which Amira is a soft-spoken, a soft way of speaking, in contrast with Vayadaber. So he says, Vayomer is one less than Choron. Choron is 258. Vayomer is 257. Meaning that Avraham Avinu, as he arrives on the scene, he already calms the Charoin Af. From Choron to Vayomer, to Amira Loshen Raka, to Akrev surrounded by Ayin Beis, Begamatria Chesed. Avraham Avinu calms the Charoin Af Shel Mokim, and not only that, but he turns the Charoin Af Shel Mokim into Beis HaMikdash. Charoin Af Shel Mokim is Begamatria Beis HaMikdash. Which in our parsha, Lech Lecha, we have Amalek, Mechias HaMolek, we have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyin, Ki Yadu, it's going on the Menachos and the Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have Minoy Melech, Avraham Avinu was appointed a king. The three mitzvahs that we are commanded to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael, which is the getting rid of Amolek, which is the removal of the Orla, as the mitzvah of Bris Mila, the three parts of Bris Mila, are the Krisas HaOrla, which is Mechias HaMolek, Gilei HaAtara, which is the Minoy Melech, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the Metzisa, which is the Refuah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, as the Svarim bring down at the three mitzvahs, the three concepts of Bris, which is the Krisas HaOrla, and the Gilei HaAtara, and the Metzisa, compared to these three, the Minoy Melech, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Mechias HaMolek. That's why this is the Parsha of Mila, which Mila is Shmini. Shmini is the number which is Lamaila Menateva, the number that defies logic, the number that is associated with La'asid Lavoi, the number that is associated with Mashiach, and Dafka Mar Cheshvan, the month in which we have to deal with the mundane, the month in which there's no Yom Tov, the month of Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrev, Dafka this month is to be called the Chodesh Hashmini, it's the month that we can connect to Shmini, by going through this month, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrev, with all the Nisyonos, and strengthening our emunah, like Avraham Avinu does in this parasha. Every Nisayon brings him to a higher level of emunah. Avraham Avinu at the end comes to Shemini. He's zeichet to the Madrega of Shemini, to Bris Mila, to Keser, Becha Chaisman V'loi Bohem, and to Bris, the Bris Ha'oretz, Eretz Yisrael, Bayoim Hahu Koras Hashem Es Avraham Bris Lemor, L'zarach Onosati Es Ha'oretz Hazois Minahar Mitzrayim, till the Yevusi, all Eser Amomin, every part of Eretz Yisrael was given to Am Yisrael in the Schus of Bris Mila, and only to Am Yisrael. And Yishmael has no part of Eretz Yisrael because his Bris is not a Bris. The Esbrisi Okim Es Yitzchak, the Torah says it clearly over here. His claim to Eretz Yisrael, as the Zohar says, is that he had a Bris, but his Bris was without Priya. His Bris was with Da'as. He was 13. In order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, we need Emunah. The only way to conquer Eretz Yisrael is with Emunah, as we see today clearly. Without Emunah, there's nothing to talk about. The only way to conquer Eretz Yisrael is with Emunah. And that's a bris at 8 days old. That's the bris of Yitzchak, not the bris of Yishmael, who's 13, who knows what he's doing. You're not supposed to know what you're doing. There's no das over here. It's l'may l'man adas. Tishrei is the month in which we were zeichet to das. L'man yedu doirei seichem, it says by Sukkah. Tishrei we were zeichet to das. That's why Tishrei, as great as Tishrei is, we're not minimizing Tishrei one bit, but the Pnimius Ma'acheshvan is greater than Tishrei. Tishrei is the Chodesh Hashvi'i, which seven is still is connected to this world. Ma'acheshvan is Chodesh Hashmini. And that's why the Binyan Bayis Rishon was dedicated in Tishrei, which the Binyan Bayis Rishon was destroyed. But the Binyan Bayis Hashlishi, which will never be destroyed, which is Nitzchius, which is Shmini, which is the number of the future, which is Lamayla Menateva, which is forever, that will be dedicated Dafke and Ma'acheshvan. Dafke in a month where there's no Yom Tov, Dafke in a month where a Jew has to deal with The Gerach Bul Mazel Akrev is the month in which we're going to be Zoichet to Shmini, to the Bayis HaShalishi, to the Shar HaNun, as the Sefer Yetzirah writes that Marcheshvan was created with the letter Nun, which this Madrega is only Avraham Avinu. And that's why the Torah does not tell us who Avraham Avinu is. It's not because of his tzitkus, it's not because of his chokhmah, it's not because of his tmimus. It's Lamailam and Adas. A goy could also be a tzaddik. A goy could also be a chacham. Noach was a tzaddik too. Noach was a tamim. Noach was a chacham. But if the goy is not, then he loses it. But a yid is always connected to Hashem. A yid, Hashem chose us not because of the greatness, not because of our tzitkas. Loy b'tzitkoscha, the pasuk says, ubi yoshel levavcha atah bol oreshes esoros hazoiz. It's bechira b'li shum tam. There's no reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a love for us without a reason that it could never be bottled. And therefore, the parasha begins with Hesach Hadas. The parasha begins with Lamailam and Hadas, because the Torah does not tell us why Hashem chose Avraham Avinu, because it's Lamailam and Hadas. We don't understand it. And the Torah ends with Bris Milah, given Dafka to a child at the age of 8 days old, who does not know what he's doing, which is Lamailam and Hadas. And that's Amuna, meaning that the only way to get through this parasha, Lech Lecha, the only way to get through all the Nisyonis of our door, of all the doors, and especially of our door is Mazel Akrev, in its full bloom. Our door is Dor HaMabel and Dor HaFlogger together, combined, and more. The only way to get through it is with the Koyach of Amun, Edafka, which is the Koyach of Avraham Avinu, B'choch HaYisman V'loy Bohem. The only way to get through it is Amun, nothing else. Tefillah, yes, of course, but Tefillah is Amun. Without Amun, there's no Tefillah. Without Tefillah, there's no Amun. The only way to combat Yishmael, as the Medrash says, Yishmael was called Yishmael, because, as it says in this week's parasha, Yishma Hashem El Onyech, because the only way to combat Yishmael is through Tefillah, which we need to come on to Yishma Keil, which Tefillah requires Emunah. Tefillah believe, Emunah is believe. And that's the way that we conquer the Pera Odom, who's Lamata Men Adas, the Akrev, which is Baba Hesach Adas. We conquer the Akrev with the Hesach Adas of Kedusha, that's Emunah, which defies logic. And then we're Zeichet to the Metziah, which also comes by Hesach Adas, which is Matzasi David Avdi, and Yerusha, and Beis HaMikdash, and Abiyas HaMashiach, which is also going to come by Hesach Adas. Not meaning that a Jew should not think about Mashiach, because many say, you see, the best thing is don't think about it, because the Gemara says it has to come by Hesach Adas. That's not what it means. It means it's going to come when it's unexpected. Doesn't mean a Jew shouldn't think about it or talk about it. Hesach Adas means it's going to come through Hesach Adas, through doing that which defies logic, through strengthening Emunah, and in that Sechus we'll get rid of the Akrev of Tumah, and Bizoicha to the Ikr Bayis, and to Bias HaMashiach, and to the Matzasi David Avdi, David HaMelech, who's hidden in this parish in light, and the whole war, the whole purpose of the war, and every detail that's discussed during this war, which many of it seems totally unnecessary to tell us, all the different countries that the five kings conquered, the Zuzim, and the Amim, and the Chayri. And why does the Torah have to tell us all this? Why is it negaya to know over and over again when I'm Raphael and Kedar La'omer and Eimek Hasidim? It's negaya to know for today. It's negaya to know that everything that happens in the world, everything, whether it's the Persian Gulf War, whether it's the Vietnam War, whether it's World War One, whether it's World War Two, whether it's all the things that go every part of history, whether we understand it or not, one day we will, was all only for this purpose. It was all only to bring Mashiach to the world, to bring Hashem into the world, Emunah b'Hashem Echad, just like the whole, everything mentioned in this parasha, all of this was to get Avraham Avinu, to bring Avraham Avinu to the forefront, so that everyone should recognize who Avraham was and who Hashem is. The same thing in our time. Everything that's happening in the world now is only preparation for that one, for the great day when V'hoyah Hashem l'melech al kol ha'oretz, b'ayoyim ha'hu yeh Hashem Echad v'shmo yechad, we should talk at b'zoichet to Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi, in this Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, the Shana Zu, and this Shana Mu'uberes, this leap year, this year of Tavshen Ayin Aleph, of the Heishnas Arenu Ata, we should be Zaychataka to all of this in our time, and to the Bris Mila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mol Hashem Alekecha, Eslavavcha, Eslavav Zarecha, in Meher B'Yameinu in our time.